Speaking of difference makers, Damon Allen, CFL legend, joins us now on the Jeff Blair Show with Ashley Docking and Brian Dunstan. Damon, thanks for taking some time out of your day to join us.
Thank you. Jeff, you know Golden State's the best team in the West.
You just called me.
Come on.
He just called Ashley Jeff
right now.
Are you calling me Jeff? And yeah,
I don't know who. I'm just saying. I heard you say that.
Sick voice, Damon.
The Lakers. You don't know who's the best team in the West. Everyone knows who the best team in the West is.
Yeah, Golden State is far and away the best team in the West. I'm just saying that the Lakers have a shot at winning 50 games. And hey, man, you still got to go out.
That
and play
barely
the
makes
games.
The playoff in the West.
Hey, they will.
You make good points.
Yeah, they
were
watching.
Hey, I'm talking to the great Ashley, one of the best touch football players that I know.
There you go.
Thank you so much. High praise coming from someone like yourself, sir. I very much appreciate it. I didn't know I was going to be speaking to you this morning after seeing you on the weekend at the tournament.
Me either. I didn't know either. When they said Ashley, I said, ooh, the best football player.
Really? Getting props from a legend.
She's a player.
No doubt. Gotta like that.
Please stop. Continue. No, please don't. No, stop. We're here to talk to you, though, about the CFL in particular is a topic that we've been kind of teasing all morning because we want your take on Johnny Manziel. And I'm not sure if you watched his two starts with Montreal, if you've seen highlights. Kind of where do you think he's at, and has his performances to this point kind of been where you expected them to be, or were they a little disappointing for you, Damon?
I'm not sure if they're disappointing, but I think in the situation he was in, coming from Hamilton, I always thought that when I first came in the league, they always tried to play, you know, Dunnigan and myself, at least give me a few quarters every game. And I was quite surprised that even though the other starting quarterback for Hamilton was doing very well.
Mazzoli.
We're talking about Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah. Jeremiah
Mazzoli was doing so well. Mm-hmm. They still should have played Manziel a few series every game just to prepare him, to get him just used to playing the game. And then when they made the trade, I thought it was one of the best trades for the league because it gives him an opportunity to play and the fans across the country to see him play, because in Hamilton, they were just sitting. He wasn't playing at all. So it was a good move to make the trade to Montreal, because I think Montreal at that time really needed a quarterback, and the fact that they haven't been playing well, I was quite surprised. Like many people always say, like Toronto, why didn't Toronto try to get Johnny Manziel at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a big name, and they're dealing with fans and fan situation and trying to, you know, create a love of football all across the country and every team.
Damon, in your opinion, what benefits a QB's development more, being able to play right away in the Canadian Football League or having to sit behind an established quarterback and watching and learning the game and then getting the job? Which is the better
path? I think it all depends on the situation. The fact that he came over from Hamilton and he might be learning a little bit of a new system, the most important thing for him is to learn the offense as fast as he possibly can so he can get situated and playing the game of football. And the only way a player such as his status to get better, he has to play. And it's unfortunately some quarterbacks are able to come through the fire and some have to be tested. And right now he's going through it in the same time, learning curve, playing a new game and all those things. But it's good to see from week to week, we'll see him play. And I think, you know, the second week, even though he didn't throw any touchdowns, his statistics looked better and looked like his decision making was a little bit better because he didn't have any turnovers as well. So, that's a big contrast in our game. And you lose games, majority of your games based on turnovers as well.
This is the Jeff Blair Show. Brian Dunstan, Ashley Docking, joined by Damon Allen. Damon, when you look at someone like Johnny Manziel, I'm kind of two minds. Like I'm torn when it comes to him. So in one sense, he's like, my goal is to be in the NFL, but I'm going to wet my feet in the CFL and try to get myself back in the mix. And in one sense, I can respect the fact that he's being honest and open about his plans and his goals. But on the other side, I'm wondering your thoughts on your team. If you know your quarterback is his next step is trying to be out the door, he wants to leave. Is that something that affects the change room? Or do you see someone like that saying, okay, he has these NFL goals, so he's got to be damn good for us in order to get that, so we're going to benefit anyway?
Well, I think it benefits both sides. I mean, we know that he came from the NFL from the first place.
Yep.
He's trying to get back. He was a former number one draft choice. He's a former Heisman Trophy winner. So, I mean, I was born and raised in the United States, and my goal was to play in the National Football League. It didn't happen for me. I ended up staying in the Canadian Football League. So for him to be able to get himself back there, he has to play well here. And he also has to realize that the game of football here in Canada, these guys can play. And it is not an easy game. It's not an easy game for a quarterback because it really tests your arm strength. All the throws he play in the National Football League are all in the middle of the field because the hashes are so tight. So the throws are totally different than the throws you'll get in the Canadian Football League because we play the hashes. So we play the far hash, you're on the short side of the field, and you have to throw a 6-yard hitch, and you have to throw it for 35 yards just to get 6 yards. So it tests your arm strength much more than the National Football League.
Damon, if
and
you
so
see-
that's what he has.
Sorry.
That's the thing. He has to really understand that this game is a little bit different, but at the same time, it's still the game of football.
Damon, have you seen enough from Johnny Manziel to have any indication that he can have success as a quarterback in this league?
Absolutely. He's a player that is suitable for this game, his ability to run and throw. When you have that ability to run and throw, you just have to bring all your talents and tools to the stadium every game that you play. And he just can't be a pocket passer. He has to use his legs if he has the ability to use his legs, and he has to throw. And those guys are very dangerous, and those type of players are very dangerous in the Canadian Football League. You know, a la Doug Flutie, myself. I mean, when you have those guys who can throw and run, it's tough to deal with.
So having those abilities is one thing, but what does it take to be a champion, to be a consistent winner in this league? There has to be something more than just having that athletic ability, which a lot of great potential athletes have come up to the CFL and not had success. There's no doubt that Manziel has athletic ability, but does he have that, whatever it is, and what is that, that makes you a consistent winner and a champion in the end of it?
Well, we don't know that yet in the Canadian Football League. So each week he plays, if he continues to get better, then you can make that assumption. But we know that he won a Heisman. they're up. He's done great things in college football. So, I mean, something in him. At the professional level here in Canada, it's still unknown yet. But we're all got our eyes tuned in.
Yeah.
and that's most important aspect.
Well, and that's the thing too. You mentioned it before. You're like, Toronto and the CFL in general are having a problem trying to figure out how they're going to get the next generation of fans bought into the CFL. Because right now, the diehards are kind of aging out, and they want to add some youthfulness into it to continue to grow this fan base. And someone like Johnny Manziel moves the needle. With his first game, you saw a ton of internet slander. Okay.
Absolutely.
Everyone's talking smack. They're trying to rip on him as much as they can. But hey, we're watching. We're engaged. We're tuned in. So hey, even if it's someone that's going to hate on you, you're still invested to a certain extent in this league that you didn't otherwise have interest in.
Absolutely. And I think what's happening too, Johnny may open the door for future quarterbacks who don't get the opportunity to play in the National Football League, like Copper Kaepernick. RG3, if he doesn't make the Ravens team. Mm-hmm. I think he opens the doors and gives them the question, if we want to continue with our football career, you have to go to a league that is very suitable and guys can go right back to the National Football League. And that is the Canadian Football League when it comes to quarterbacks. There's no better league that will prepare a quarterback to play in the National Football League when you play in Canada.
Damon, we got to get out of here in about 30 seconds, but be honest with me. Are you any good at golf or what?
No. Come on. Everybody knows my reputation on the golf tour.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to assume that's a positive.
So you're okay then? Are you in danger?
Can I throw an out route or a hook route or a post?
Yeah. There you go. Okay. We know the answer to those questions.
Okay.
All right. Right.
Yeah. Well, appreciate it.
Have fun on the course today. We really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. And I'll see you at Provincials, Damon.
Absolutely. I'll see you. I'm pretty sure you'll play in the finals again.
Probably likely, yeah.
Wow, patting that back again. Damon, don't feed the ego, baby. Don't feed the ego.
I don't think she don't need none.
All right. You take care, man.
Bye. Thank you so much.